Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Back pain, sore spine, you need the Teeter Inversion Table. Decompressing on a Teeter Inversion Table for a few minutes a day is a great addition to anyone's daily routine to maintain a healthy spine and active lifestyle. More than 3 million people have put their trust in Teeter. For a limited time, you can get Teeter's brand new 2019 upgraded model of the Inversion Table, the Teeter Fit Spine with bonus accessories, Stretch Max handles, easy reach ankle system, plus a free vibration cushion for the ultimate muscle relaxation. Teeter Inversion Tables have thousands of reviews on Amazon and are rated at 4.6 stars. And with this deal, you'll get $150 off when you go to teeter.com/coast. Get the new 2019 Teeter Fit Spine Inversion Table, plus a free vibration cushion, free shipping, free returns, and a 60-day money-back guarantee at teeter.com/coast. That's teeter.com/coast. teeter.com/coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Okay, welcome back to Coast. Two guests for you. First of all, let me introduce Julian Krem, the eldest son of Benjamin Krem, and was involved in the formation of Benjamin's Group in London back in 1974. Since the very beginning, he has been active in the work of Share International, both in London and Amsterdam. Let's bring Julian in and say hello to him. Julian, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for inviting us on the show.
And my condolences on the passing of your father. I really enjoyed our chats every time he was on the program with me.
Thank you very much. Yes, he enjoyed them too.
There was controversy surrounding him. Not his fault, but we'll get into some of that. And let's bring in Felicity Elliott, the chief editor of Share International's magazine, based in the Netherlands. She worked as a teacher and lecturer. She joined Benjamin Krem's group back in 1976, is an active member of the worldwide group, giving lectures and contributing articles to the Share International magazine. Felicity Elliott. Hello there, Felicity. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be with you.
I'm looking forward to this with both of you. And Julian, a little bit later on in the program, I'm going to play a little tape of your father and me talking.
Yeah.
It was a strange night, and I'll explain that a little bit later on. But when he used to come on and talk about the Maitreya, half the people who would call in believed that he was representing the Antichrist, and the other half said no. Where did that even start? Do you know?
Well, it's a familiar thing. There's a very widespread misunderstanding about what the Antichrist is. You know, many people think of the Antichrist as an individual who is somehow against the Christ and sort of adversary of the Christ. From Benjamin's point of view, from the point of view of the teachings from which we work, the Antichrist is not an individual but an energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the destructive aspect of a divine energy which breaks down the old forms to make way for the new. And it manifested during the world wars in the last century and was particularly focused in certain individuals in the Axis powers, in Hitler and a number of his associates in Germany, to a lesser extent in Italy and Japan. And that destructive force, which manifested during the world wars, from our point of view, that is the Antichrist, that energy.
Okay.
It's not an individual at all. So I think that's the source of the controversy. It's the misunderstanding of what the Antichrist is.
And it's a worldwide controversy, isn't it?
Well, people have heard Benjamin's information all over the world, so certainly in that sense. Yeah.
Did it aggravate him, Julian, over the years that people would think the Maitreya, and we'll get into who the Maitreya is and yeah, that, but did it aggravate him that people would think the Maitreya was the Antichrist?
No, he was very detached about people's responses to this information. It tended to elicit a lot of controversy, powerful reactions, either for or against.
And let me bring Felicity in here for a second here. Felicity, as the editor of the Sheer International magazine, tell me some of the things that the stories that you all put in there and the topics.
Well, I'm very pleased you were asking that. But just before I get into that, may I say that we're so sorry to hear about the terrible fires and so on in California.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And the difficulties that people are going through. People are suffering and feeling what it's like to be homeless and bereft of their families and friends and their whole communities. And that's what's happening in the world now, isn't it? We're becoming much more empathetic, aware of other people and their problems. Now, you asked me about the sort of things we put into the magazine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so pleased you're asking that because we try to provide a huge range of topics, and I'll tell you why. Maitreya, the world teacher, you know, the new Messiah, however you want to see him, however people see him, in fact, a teacher for all of humanity, whether you're religious or not, because this is not a religious story. He has certain priorities, just as we all would have. You know the old thing where people say, well, what would you do if you were God? Or
mm-hmm.
What do you think Jesus would do if he came back? Or what would the Messiah busy himself with if he came? And, of course, I think it's clear to most people of goodwill that we would have to put the world to rights. And so we would start looking at things like the desperate poverty that people are suffering around the world. So in the magazine, we devote a large number of pages, as often as we can, to things like how we can right the world and deal with the issues that need dealing with. So you have poverty, homelessness, the need for education for all. And there's a basic set of values, priorities that we call, as we call them, and that is, for example, it's no enormous thing to ask of anyone or of any country, and yet no country has actually put all of these into place, and that is things like, for example, everyone has the right to food, adequate food and nourishment, clean water, housing, and then we see it, so many people homeless. Education and healthcare, and you know, just for that's a basic package that every human being needs to survive. So we deal with those kind of things, but we also deal with far more philosophical themes and topics. And there are so many good thinkers out there at the moment, people like Naomi Klein, Jeremy Lent, Charles Eisenstein, so many people out there really talking about the changes. And the amazing thing to me is that people these days, those great thinkers, those really leading thinkers, are not afraid to use the word spiritual or
right.
spirituality
right.
or a developing consciousness, because really what we're talking about is the evolution of consciousness, isn't it? That's what it's all about. That's why the masters are here. That's why the world teacher is here.
And don't you think eventually, Felicity, that people worldwide will catch on that it's far better to think that way spiritually than for wars
Absolutely.
And maiming and everything else?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we think is happening. And that is why Maitreya and the masters can now be in the world and known to us and gradually becoming more and more known, is because we're exactly at that point. I mean, you know, some people say, well, why do we need a world teacher? Why do we need these masters and so on? Well, I think the headlines on our TVs daily tell us why. But it's because we're at precisely that point where we're absolutely open for it. But at the same time, we have enormous extremes, don't we? We see our societies in every country, and I think you feel it in the States. We feel it in Europe. We see it in Britain with Brexit and all of that sort of thing. The enormous extremes that we see in all of our societies at the moment point the way to exactly what you've just said, that must be the sensible way forward.
And let's bring you in here, Julian, and then both of you jump in anytime you want. When we talk about the world teacher, what are we talking about, and is the world teacher here now?
I think we need to explain who the masters are.
Okay.
And in order to explain that, I'd like to talk a bit about the constitution of man. When I say man, I mean woman also, the constitution of the human being, what makes up the human being. And we're familiar with we know we have a physical body, we have an emotional nature, we have a mental equipment. But this threefold human being that we know is really only a vehicle for a higher aspect, which we might call the true self, the higher self, or the soul. And then the soul itself is a vehicle for a yet higher aspect, which we might call the spirit. And through a process of reincarnation, life after life after life, the soul gradually perfects its vehicle so that it can express its full divine quality through the personality. And then there's a higher at 1 month where the spirit can eventually express itself fully through the now soul-infused personality. So the aim is to bring these three aspects into complete at 1 month. Now, a master is one who has achieved that. It's one who has achieved mastery over himself, him or herself. And so the masters are ordinary human beings. They've been through the whole human experience and have perfected themselves. And there's a group of them who stay behind to help the rest of us to that same achievement.
Where are they? Are they scattered throughout the planet?
Well, up to about 100,000 years ago, they lived outwardly among men, the masters of the time. But since then, they withdrew then and have been living in mostly in remote mountain and desert areas and so on. One or two have been better known, but like, for example, the master known as the Master Rakutsi, Master R, who was known as the Comte de Saint-Germain.
Would the Dalai Lama be one of them, Julian?
As far our information is that, no, he's not one of the masters.
He's not.
Obviously a very highly evolved spiritual individual.
May I jump in here? And
yeah, anytime.
The Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama and the Pope, for example, the present Pope, Pope Francis, are both very much carrying out the work of what we would call the masters or their spiritual task to bring humanity forward, to present age-old teachings, but also bring them in a new light so that people see what we need to do now. And the Dalai Lama is serving, let's say, as it were, the East, and the Pope, through the Church, serving all of the people who would at least give ear and respect to what he's having to say. So the Dalai Lama isn't one of the masters, but he is certainly open to impression and open to the ideas. When I say open to impression, I simply mean open to the ideas put out by the masters and by Maitreya.
Felicity or Julian, do the masters know who they are personally? Do they know that they are who they are?
They certainly do, because they are fully conscious. They have, you see, because we're talking about growth of consciousness, the masters are fully conscious and more than we can possibly imagine. I mean, they have a consciousness which they're omniscient. They're absolutely able to be in touch with anywhere in the world at any time. And you'll find that Maitreya is similarly omniscient and omnipresent. And there are masters coming out into the world now with Maitreya, and some really well-known ones. Julian mentioned one, the Master Rakuti, but for example, the Master Jesus, who was the person as we knew in Palestine 2,000 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Is one of the masters who is here now and very active, working together with Maitreya. And he has his base just outside Rome, and he has responsibility for a huge task, which is reformation of and bringing up to date of the various faiths within the Christian faith. But also he works daily with the Master, with Maitreya. But I'd just like to say that they're not sort of remote and far away. They're real, realistic people. For example, the Master Jesus was behind the formation of the Alcoholics Anonymous, for example. The Masters are behind the women's movement, the development of the women's movement. Maitreya helped and inspired the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa, helping the whole process of removal of apartheid from that system.
Interesting.
So the masters are real, they're practical, they serve humanity 24 hours a day and work in the most practical, realistic fashion that we can think of, and the sort of things that we know need to be carried out and changed.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.